you guys.
Slip something in when you're right in the middle of a C. One of your M's. N's, I mean. Okay, good afternoon, or good morning. This is Julie Fedorchuk. It is March 9th. We are gathered on the 12th floor of the State Capitol for the admin portion of this meeting, which I will now call to order. Okay, we have a number of items on consent. I move passage of those items.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion's approved.
Okay, thank you, Alana. Next, down to discussion matters, we have one item. Does anybody have anything else to add to this discussion?
Just BK5.
Okay. BK5. Got it. Okay, so Julie, Brady Wind 2.
Madam Chairman, Commissioners, I just wanted to give you an update as the status of the Brady 2 project.
So is your mic on, Jules?
There okay. You go.
Yeah. Keep everybody in the loop, and Jerry's here to back me up if I say something incorrectly. So just to let you know, the application, as you're aware, has not been yet deemed complete because we're waiting for the environmental and cultural studies, the shadow flicker and noise studies and so forth. Additionally, late yesterday, we were advised by the company council that they will be filing an amended app in this case. We
can advised by who?
The company's council.
Okay.
That's expected about March 18th, and then they will have the accompanying studies to us by early April. What's driving the hearing date in this case is apparently there's a power purchase agreement that necessitates construction by year end 2016. So, and that's why it's on for hold for our hearings on the scheduling portion of today's meeting. So we just need to hold a date.
Okay, slow down, please. Walk me through again what you just said, a little slower.
I was trying to be quick.
No, but this is substantive stuff.
Okay.
And right. Maybe this is, obviously, sometimes that it's, as long as it's not ex parte, it'd be nice if we could have a quick pre-discussion before we talk to all of us about some of this stuff if it's a portfolio, but this is, of course, fine. But to walk me through again what you just said, a little slower.
I just wanted to give you an update because of the situation with the prior project.
Yeah.
Jerry and I talked to the company's counsel late yesterday.
Okay.
And he updated us. We haven't received the environmental and cultural studies, nor the noise or shadow flicker studies. The company council told us yesterday, it was Brian Biella, that they will be submitting a revised application or an amended application, and that's going to be concerning the project boundaries. And so they expect to do that by March 18th, and we should have the studies by early April, is what was indicated yesterday.
So the company wants us to hold dates for the hearing.
Correct.
That's scheduled for March 30th?
No. This is Brady 2.
This is Brady 2.
I'm just like, wait a minute here.
So the assuming that we will get the notice out after all the studies are in, and so the first of hearing dates we're looking at would be May?
I do have some May hearing dates that we can propose during scheduling that have been cleared. Yes, May.
All right. And why do they want to hold the dates just so everybody has them on their calendar and stuff? And
go ahead.
They have a drop dead date in their power purchase agreement of December 31st of this year. And so they need to be in service by then. And that means construction needs to go this summer. And driving it backwards, they're on a fast time schedule. Looking at mid to late May hearing date with an order soon after that becomes necessary in order for them to get this thing going this summer.
Well, I don't have any objection to holding dates, but that is obviously all under the assumption that we get all the stuff that we need and that we would not be provided, and we have to have the full notice for the hearing after it's deemed complete and put on our agenda and stuff.
So as we were counting dates, it looks to us like we would aim for the April 6th meeting agenda to issue a notice.
I'm going to interject right now. I mean, I get wound up sometimes pretty quick, but we cite projects based on our schedule, not on what their other deadlines are. The fact that they've got a construction contract, that's fine, but we follow our process. And if we make a decision that approves it, great. If we make a decision that doesn't approve it, great. But I'm not going to let them drive us by saying we've got to have this in service by some day. Then it applies. We're just a rubber stamp. So I'm going to say that right now, and I hope they're listening. So they get their stuff in, and we can set some hearing dates. That's fine. But I don't want any assumption that this is just going to be a rubber stamp, that we just approve these things so they can put it in production.
Yeah, and that's understood. I think that.
Well, then if it's understood, then why do they make such a big deal out of it? They should get their application in, get it complete, and then we notice it and have the hearing.
Well, I think we should go ahead and carve out some dates.
And that's
but
fine.
I think it's premature for you guys to be assuming or even suggesting that you're going to have your work done by a certain date. You can have that as a goal, but that is, it's too premature. We don't have that. The updated application, we haven't gotten the studies, and so it makes me uncomfortable to say, like, on April 6th we're going to be talking about this again, because I don't think we have enough information to be able to say that yet.
Yeah, and those are just our goals that we're giving you on this.
Why would it be our goals? Our goals are to have thorough, complete hearings and make a decision. That's our goal, not to have a decision by a certain date. You know, that date, we do have in some cases where you have a 6-month time frame that's ticking. We got 6 months to make a decision.
Well, you were just talking about when you wanted to deem it complete and get the notice out for the hearing, the April 6th.
If we can set a hearing date in mid to late May, sometime in that April 6th time frame is when we really need to get a notice out.
Well, you guys will have to work on that and see if you have what you need to make that work.
Yes.
But all we're doing today is saying, you know, we'll save these dates, we'll block them, and if everything falls in place and they work, great. But knowing that, you know, that there's a fair number of things that need to line up right now, yeah, because we don't have all this information yet.
You know, we just not so long ago on a very similar project agreed to hold off our hearing because of the timing of these technical studies didn't leave the interveners adequate time to look over those studies and prepare for a hearing. If I understood Julie correctly, they're not expecting to get the studies to us until early April. You're suggesting that on April 6th we will have deemed that complete. And so if the interveners are unable to process those kinds of studies in a week, then I think it automatically looks like we're rubber stamping things if we presume that we can deem them complete and analyze them in less than a week.
Well, if the stuff is here, we can deem it complete and then analyze it after.
Well, how do you know what? So if you have a cover, and if you have a beginning cover and an end cover and some pages in the middle that's complete, I mean, until you go through it, how do you know that it's complete?
Well,
you should be able to do a review in a week's time if they get those studies in, just to deem whether the study is valid or not. I mean, but I think what Brandy's getting at and what I agree with is we do have to have the studies in hand and have had a chance to review them to deem the application complete. In this case, when we know the folks are going to want to look at these studies, we cannot be deeming it complete contingent upon filing at a later date, even like 10 days ahead of the hearing. That's not going to work. They're going to have it, all the stuff in a time for us to deem it complete after reviewing it for, you know, and then the full required notice, period.
And we have a date with them of 1 April to have everything in here that makes this schedule work. Otherwise, you know, we may not be able to have it complete on the 6th. And the idea is to get the notice out on this thing early. So if we're in the late May time frame for a hearing, we're giving them 6 weeks notice. Yep. At that, or 5-6 weeks.
Well beyond.
Yeah.
Taking a step back, I mean, I think you've got the point here, but the, I guess what I would prefer to do is this, that they have told you they'll file it April 1st, and that's great. And you tell me when you think it's complete, and if it's by April 6th, we'll add it to that agenda. If not, we could have a special meeting down the road. But I don't want to say we're going to put this on the April 6th agenda. They file it April 1st. You guys do whatever you do with your workload. When you think it's complete, you let me know as a portfolio holder that you believe it's complete, as well as all these two my colleagues. If it lines up April 6th, great. If we need to have a special meeting on April 7th, 8th, 11th, whatever, we can figure that out too. But I don't want to be – we need to have a thorough review of being complete and issue it as quick as we can. That's fine. But we need to set the right tone here. And as has been pointed out, there will be a lot of folks that are concerned about this, which they should be.
Okay. And I didn't mean to tell you that April 6th was a drop-dead date or anything. I mean, what you said is exactly what we were thinking.
I just – you know, that's where – yes, that's fine. But it's all – we have to have a decision by all that discussion. That's not appropriate for this venue.
And last, I just want to add this. I don't know exactly how you all analyze your priorities. I know everybody has a lot of tasks on their plate, or we couldn't cite over $1 billion worth of projects a year around here. And so I know everybody's working on more than one thing at a time. I don't know how you decide what you're going to do from day to day, but whatever the normal prioritization plan is what we should follow. Just because someone entered into a contract with someone else or says, I don't know if we've even seen this contract, but someone claims they have, that doesn't automatically, in my mind, elevate them ahead of everyone else who maybe chose not to enter into the most lucrative contract that set a nearly impossible deadline, but is following the procedures. So I do not want this to be outside of our normal prioritization plans. Other people have urgent spring kind of deadlines too, not just Brady.
So what dates do you have that may fit into May for hearings?
I have some dates, and actually on the April 6th date, the April 20th date would work for the first date that I have. That's the most, May 23rd.
May 23rd, did you say?
23rd. That would work.
And these, I assume, would be maybe in Dickinson, or would they be down in like New England or somewhere?
I think anyway. There's a little bit of it in Stark County, but the turbines are all in Hettinger County.
So Hettinger, probably, or New England. Hettinger's bigger.
So Hettinger's whatever. In a different county.
Oh, sure, that's in Slope.
We have to figure out a location.
Okay, May 23rd, you said?
Yeah.
I think New England would be the town that would be closest.
What were the other dates?
In Leffer.
That
was our number one.
Yeah, May 23rd is the preferred date. Other options would be May 9th and May 10th.
I'm picked up on the 9th.
Yeah, those dates, I would prefer the 23rd.
Yeah, just because we've just talked about the review process, I think the 23rd.
Okay, can we block that?
Yeah, that's...
And then if there's any additional discussion on this, let's conduct it separate from here, because I don't think we need to have a lot more in-depth discussion on this. It's 2 months down the road, and we can all make our additional concerns known to staff and any legal questions with our attorney. So that takes care of number four on scheduling as well.
May 23rd.
You guys will just put a hold on the calendar for that date. Okay. Thank you, Julie and Jerry. BK5, Ryan.
Just I set up the discussion in the general meeting, but I guess for me, given the what I've been able to read in the filings is there's some tax changes that they basically put some – you know what? I think we need a hearing.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's what I would like to do. But if you two wanted to do this via an informal, okay. But I just – to me, this is really a big change in a short period of time. I didn't like it.
I don't object to a formal hearing. And we haven't had a formal hearing with Ottawa Jail Power on anything like
well,
this since they've been
– I just heard Alana talk about suspending. We're fine, Alana. If we put this – they filed this on February 26th. They filed this, so we have until March 26th at least. So what I was thinking is that we could maybe pick a date for the hearing on this, and then we could have it on our next regular scheduled meeting to just notice the hearing or suspend the rates and notice the hearing.
Okay.
Does that sound reasonable, General Counsel? So that's what I was thinking. Cool. About.
Perfect.
We don't have proposed dates from them. We're just setting a date on our
No, they were thinking we'd have an informal, but I think we just pick a date. It'll be next. Well, we can work through staff. If we pick a couple dates that work for us, then we can sort that out between Sarah and Jerry and the company.
All right.
So, Alana, what should I do to request to hold this over till the next regular scheduled meeting?
Yes.
So that's what I'd like to do. I could have withdrawn it, but since it's already here, I have to hold it over.
I think so, yes.
Is that a without objection or is that a motion?
We determined that a commissioner can request a holdover for one meeting
yeah.
just on that commissioner's.
The commissioner didn't ever make the motion.
Okay.
Okay. So we will take that up the next time. Are we adding that to scheduling?
I'd like to just to get the dates if that's okay.
All righty. Then let's start plugging through scheduling on, let's see here. Number one, the grain dealers, Sue. Okay.
They are asking for maybe an hour and a half.
Do they have proposed dates?
Well, they just gave me conflict dates, so they're available anytime except March 14th through the 22nd. And then they're not available April 4th through the 8th or April 18th and the 20th. And those are the only conflicts that they have.
How about the 23rd? They're not available?
They would be. They're not available the 22nd, but the 23rd of March would they were available that day.
How about this? April 6th, there's an informal that was going to be the Otter Tail Power, this one. Why don't we move that to?
They're not available the 4th through the 8th of April.
Okay.
Do we have an informal on the 23rd?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah, the renewable energy credits.
Okay. All right, other dates. Ninth, 29th?
Excuse
me. Or March 29th?
March 29th. They did not give me that as a conflict date, so I assume that would work.
We don't have that. We have it scheduled for the formal hearing for the Sanex pipeline, but that's an ALJ, so how about that date?
Oh, yeah, that. It's been working well to keep that one boxed out.
Yeah, and we might just look at that for some of these other things, too.
Did they say about how long? I don't know how you mentioned to me one of the issues they wanted to talk about. Do you have
maybe an hour and a half.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's hold the date and why don't we see what else we fit in there and then set the times.
Okay.
Or do you want to just pick a time now?
No, we can just. So there's the work session on wind energy. Will we be ready by then? That's just a couple weeks down the road. You were going to talk to Jerry.
I don't think, you know, quite honestly, I think C2 and C5, we can just kick those to the next meeting because I know that you've got appointments today, if that's okay.
Okay, let's hold those over.
C2 and C5, yeah.
Then let's do the April. We could do the April director's meeting because I don't think we have one in March, do we? March director's meeting?
I don't think so.
Okay, let's do that on the 29th, too. March/April director's meeting. And
we know at least Sue will be here.
The work session and application requirement for the completeness. That one.
That's
C6.
C5 is the IOU discussion.
C6 we could do that day, too, in the afternoon, maybe.
C6 and C2, I don't have the agenda in front of me.
It's work session on siting application requirements for completeness.
Yeah, and the other one about the rules.
Well, we can hold that one down.
I think those were the same thing.
No, they aren't.
No.
Mm-mm. Nope, they're separate.
Okay. I was thinking they were...
Yeah.
Rules would govern the completeness type thing.
Well, to some extent, but... Not really. Okay, so is that okay to do one, the grain dealers, the April director's meeting, and the work session on siting application requirements for completeness all on the 29th?
I think so.
Sure.
Okay.
Like 9, 10:30, and after lunch?
Yeah.
What day is the 29th?
Tuesday.
And maybe do the director's meeting first thing and then the grain dealers thing like at 10, just in case the folks drive in.
Yeah, I suppose they drive in, so it's
9.
That's a good point.
For the director's meeting, 10 for the grain dealers, and then the afternoon for the one that involves you, Jerry.
Okay.
Thank you.
So that was which one?
6.
Okay.
So we've got March 29th at, the grain dealers will be at 10 a.m. to 11:30.
Wait, do we ever finish our director's meetings in an hour?
Well,
we should.
We should, and we will have to this time because we'll have company. Director's meeting at 9. And the 1:30 for number 6 on that list. Okay. And then we were going to look at some dates for a formal hearing.
Well, I'll just say if we notice it the 23rd, which then how many days we need?
It has to be published more than 20 and less than 20.
Okay.
So the first one is more than 20 for publication in whatever that
county is. So how about like April 27, 28, or 29? 28th? 29th?
Any of those dates. Well, the 29th is not the best. 27th and 28th are both open for me.
Okay, could we put hold on that? And then, Jerry, can you close the loop with Ottertail to make sure they're available on the 27th and 28th?
Sorry, I gave you the wrong information.
And then we could then do the next week. We would two meetings from now, we'd suspend the rates and do the issue, the notice for the hearing on one of those two dates that works for Ottertail at, I don't know, 9 o'clock?
Sure. April 27th at 9 a.m. If that works for them, and if not, we can...
Go to the 28th?
27 or 28th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you got that, Esther?
Yep.
Okay. Anything else for scheduling or discussion? Good of the order?
I'll be out here the next 2 days for my FERC trip.
All right. And I will be out Monday and Tuesday.
What was the time on the siting completeness? That was in the afternoon, 1:30?
1:30 on the 29th. Okay, we are adjourned. Thanks, everybody, for coming.